Welcome back to another episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. This week, I'm sitting down with eMoney team member, our analytics expert and product owner, Prabha. Prabha shares details on advisor versus office analytics and how utilizing this feature can help create a stronger relationship between you and your clients. For that reason alone, and many others, I'm excited for you to hear more of my conversation with Prabha. Hi, Prabha. Thanks so much for joining the Knowledge Base Podcast today. Can you start by telling listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is Prabha, and I work as the product owner for the analytics product at eMoney Advisor. As a product owner for the analytics product, I drive the vision, prioritize features, and ensure that analytics effectively captures and interprets data to optimize the user experience for our advisors.
That's great. Thanks so much for sharing a little bit more about some of the things that you focus on here. Diving into our analytics feature today, can you tell our listeners what the analytics feature within eMoney is and also the high-level differences between office analytics and advisor analytics? I think that that will give them some good background going into our conversation today.
Sure. I'll get started by talking about what the analytics capability slash feature is. So analytics is eMoney's offering that sort of displays aggregated data at a book of business level, both at an advisor level and at a firm level to advisors. That helps them, you know, deduce valuable and meaningful insights into their businesses so that they can make better decisions that influence the kind of experience that they can offer to their clients at the end of the day. So that's the analytics feature, and on what are the high-level differences between office analytics and advisor analytics. So advisor analytics is the capability that provides insights and data at an advisor book of business level quickly so that advisors can have more time to interact with their clients. Advisor analytics makes it easier for our advisors to identify opportunities and make decisions which are backed by data. So there are several charts that, you know, give advisors more visibility into their clients and firm's overall business performance. That was about advisor analytics. While office analytics provides insights and data at a firm book of business level, using which analytics managers can aggregate data on advisors. If needed, they can drill down to individual advisor and, you know, assess overall performances all from one centralized location. It also helps managers to effectively coach advisors if needed, uncover growth opportunities, and monitor usage of platform and assess productivity to make sure, you know, the firm remains efficient and profitable. So this was the high level difference between office and advisor analytics.
I'm excited to dive more into the charts. I know that you mentioned that, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But before we get there, is there a time, and I'm assuming I can kind of guess the answer a little bit, but for our listeners, to give them some more context, is there a time when using one, let's say advisor analytics, is more appropriate than the other?
Yeah, absolutely. So advisor analytics is more relevant to advisors, planners, and their support staff, who can draw data-driven insights to spot any business opportunities and track client engagement. Whereas office analytics is more relevant for office managers so that they can evaluate performance and engagement across the entire firm and client base from a single dashboard. And they can also use these insights to improve strategy at the end of the day. So they can build more effective coaching strategies for advisors if needed. They can steer their advisors in the right direction and help them achieve greater performance. So I'll probably try and explain this better with the help of an example. For example, one advisor analytics chart is assets under management by account type, which basically talks about the total value of assets under management broken down by account type. So how does this help advisors? It helps them to understand which types of accounts our clients are holding away or, you know, self-managing, and which type of accounts should I be targeting to bring under management, right? So, and at the end of the day, this chart is helping them determine which account types are held away most, and then try and come up with a strategy to bring those under management. Whereas the top advisors by assets under management is an office analytics chart, which gives a list of advisors arranged in a list by the most assets under management, and helps answers questions on which advisors have the most assets under management, who are our highest net worth clients, which at the end of the day can help them determine which advisors have the most assets under management, right? And create plan to defend those assets. So as you can see, the same flavor of assets under management and how different it is at an advisor analytics level as opposed to an office analytics level, and how it can be utilized by different roles.
I love that. And I love that you started to talk a little bit more about the charts, because that's one of the areas that I want to talk about first. And I think that gives our listeners some great context into just the differences even more between advisor analytics and office analytics, and also when to use one over the other. Can you describe some of those differences between charts and filters within analytics in eMoney?
So charts are basically visual or pictorial representation of analytic insights, which are relevant to an advisor's business, that helps them view at a quick glance aggregated book of business level data across different areas. Like assets held away by account type tells about the total value of assets held away by all of the advisor's clients, broken down by account type, right? So basically, at the end of the day, the visual representation of how assets are held away by different account types is what I see when I look at a chart. Whereas when a particular chart is expanded by the user, the data can be filtered depending on advisor's need, using multiple filter options available for different charts that let our advisor slice and dice data as per their need. So this is what we call as filters. So a lot of charts have unique filters, and we have a set of filters, you know, relevant to each chart. For example, the same example that I took for charts, which was assets held away by account type. This particular chart has a lot of filters. For example, you know, you can filter that same chart using account connection status, what is the account subtype, what is the account value, cash balance, what is the client age that I want to take into consideration. So basically, the chart is a pictorial representation of a particular insight, and then using a filter, you can slice and dice that insight and then look at it using the criteria that you want to.
That's great. I'm sure that that really helps advisors dive into the data that they have within eMoney for their clients.
Yes.
Yeah, that has to be so helpful. What's the chart that you see advisors use the most, and why do you think they're using that particular chart the most?
So we see that our advisors use the assets held away by account type chart the most, because it helps them answer a lot of questions, which is which type of accounts are clients holding away or self-managing, what type of account should I be targeting to bring under my management, because advisors at the end of the day can then use these insights to determine which account types are held away most and then try and develop strategy to bring those under management. So this does help them uncover more opportunities and expand their business.
That's definitely one of the things that we focus on being able to help advisors do at eMoney. So it's great to hear that analytics plays a significant part in that, especially because it's an area of the application that we're not really talking about as much as some of the other areas, but it's still a very valuable tool within eMoney. If someone is just getting started with analytics, what's the first thing you'd recommend them doing in this part of the application to make sure that they have the best overall experience with this component of the tool?
First thing that I would want to check, want them to check, is as soon as they log in to the advisor homepage, to check whether analytics is enabled for them, because even when advisors create their account, analytics does not come just along with it. There are settings that the analytics team needs to ensure are in place before they can actually access this offering. So whether, you know, it's about an advisor, which is an existing office within eMoney or any other partner, or within a new office within eMoney or any other partner, advisors or firms can reach out to their relationship manager, who can then reach out to the analytics team if necessary to create, you know, necessary settings and set up analytics from our end. And once that's the first step, and once advisors do feel that they have access to and they can see that they have access to analytics, the analytic dashboard for a new user does come with a predefined set of charts. However, based on their wish, they can customize it, remove, add, or rearrange charts based on their needs. And once they start using these charts, they can also specify a set of filters on the dashboard that they want to use in a single chart, and they can save them as well. So yeah, these are some of the things that they can keep in mind, which are around, you know, ensuring that they get the best usage out of this functionality.
I love that you spoke a little bit to the customization, because that was going to be my next question. How much can an advisor customize the analytics dashboard in the app to their liking? Once they set something, they can save it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes. So I'll add a few more pointers to customization, like you mentioned. So when a new user comes in, they do see a predefined set of charts on their dashboard. But based on their needs, they can, you know, go to the add or remove chart button, which is available on the analytics homepage on the top right. And from there, they can add or remove any charts that they want. And how do they do that? As soon as they click on that add or remove chart button, they'll be redirected to the chart library that we have, which has more than 40 charts. And they can look at the different sets of charts that are available and, you know, add or remove based on that. And the dashboard that appears on the homepage can also be customized by dragging and dropping charts and placing them on the dashboard as per their need.
Awesome. I love hearing that. I think it's great for advisors to know how to really make it what they want it to be within the application, based upon the things that they're focusing on, based upon the charts that they want to be seeing every time they enter the analytics area of the app. Is the analytics feature something that you feel can be a part of the interactive experience for clients, or is it more of a tool for advisors to use in behind the scenes planning? We talk a lot about creating an interactive experience for clients at eMoney, since a lot of clients are looking for that, or a lot of advisors are looking for that. In what way does analytics play a role in an interactive experience?
So as of now, I think it's the latter. So it's more of a tool for advisors and managers. And while it is, you know, predominantly for advisors and firm, I would say that it does in fact impact the advisor-client relationship even now. Do we see anything interactive when it comes to the clients? As of now, no. But like I said, we do feel that it does impact the advisor-client relationship by saving time and cost, by not having to manually slice and dice data, or, you know, reinvent the wheel when it comes to drawing insights and looking at an aggregated data. It also does, you know, help advisors to take certain actions or decisions regarding clients. For example, the client website logon chart, which displays the number of clients who have logged into their client website over the year, you know, helps them answer questions like, which of my clients are utilizing their websites more, and what is the best time to reach out to a client, basically, which helps them determine which clients are underutilizing their websites, and then reach out to see if they need any updated data, have a general client health check. So while we are not really having an interactive experience for clients as of now, we do, you know, contribute a lot in terms of helping advisors improve their relationship with their clients.
That's amazing. We, of course, want advisors to always feel like they are developing and maintaining strong relationships with their clients. So seeing that they're able to use the analytics feature to really create a strong relationship long-term with their clients is a wonderful thing. What other parts of the tool do you feel analytics works in tandem with?
Since analytics, aggregates the data available within eMoney, and so we do rely heavily on the data available, which means that we do utilize the facts that are added for all clients and then aggregate them at an advisor and firm level. So facts is the area that we definitely rely on a lot.
That's great. Yeah, we talk, I know in other podcasts and just at eMoney, we talk about how different parts of the eMoney tool can work really well with other components. So it's not a siloed experience between one eMoney feature and another. So I think that that's awesome. What's one thing that you think advisors would find surprising about analytics? Because I'm sure we have some listeners who are frequent users of the analytics part of the app. And then we probably have other listeners who aren't as frequent, but maybe they're looking to get started. So what's one thing that you think advisors would find surprising?
The one thing that I personally feel advisors would find surprising is the different sets of filters that are available that are unique to each chart that lets advisors slice and dice data in the way that they want. And why I feel that this is surprising is because even for me, it's been a journey. And while I've been using analytics for quite a while, it's interesting how, unless you've actually looked at each chart and looked at all the filters, you'll always be surprised by the new ones that you find along the way. So, I feel that advisors can go ahead, look at different sets of filters that are available for each chart, and they'll definitely find different insights that they can draw from the data sets that we have available. And only when they, utilize these filters will they get to know more about them.
That totally goes back to making it their own experience and something that they want to have and the data that they want to view. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, Prabha, we've talked a lot about analytics in the application, covered a lot of different components of how it can help an advisor and also how to use it, as well as just the key differences between those advisor and office analytics. Let's leave people with some action items. So what are some action items around the analytics dashboard that the advisor should take? For example, is there maybe certain data that they should maintain? I know you mentioned analytics and facts going hand in hand, but I'll really let you speak more to that and the action items.
Sure. I think you kind of answered that already, which is that, the advisors should ensure that the facts, which includes the basic as well as advanced facts, are updated for all of their clients, because we can't really draw insights and help them see those insights unless we have the correct data. So I think that's the most important and the primary step to ensure that they derive a lot of value from the analytics capability.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that that will leave advisors just knowing, okay, here's the next step that I can take. And I back to the question that we talked about with once you log into the application, just making sure that you have analytics available to you, what steps need to be taken to make sure that that happens. And as always, I mention on several different podcast episodes, but we have lots of resources in the help menu available for people as well, so they can always access those on analytics. But is there anything else kind of final that you want to leave our advisors with when it comes to analytics today?
Final thoughts are that, like you mentioned, I think analytics can help them take a lot of decisions. And once they start spending time and trying out new charts and looking at an aggregated level view for all of their clients, I'm sure they'll think of a lot of decisions that they can take and opportunities that they can go ahead with. So just spending time on as many charts as you can look at and looking at different filters to draw those insights would be my recommendation.
Thank you so much. All of this was so helpful today, Prabha, and thank you for joining the podcast and sharing everything about analytics with our advisors.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for catching this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast on Analytics with Prabha. If you have any questions on what we covered in today's episode, please reach out to us at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. We would love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear more about what you like hearing from us. Until then, we'll catch you on another episode soon.